Welcome to the first episode of Talking with Crone. Do you ever think that the day-to-day activities of your life are boring? When you look at the internet highlight reel of people you barely know, does it make you feel inferior? Well, I'm here to tell you that there's magic everywhere in life, especially in the mundane. I will be traveling the world and interviewing artists about subjects that have as little to do with their art as possible. We will focus on the little details of their lives, thus calling into question what we value about the human experience. So, back to Tristan Jemsek. He is a Tucson man about town. He has played in dozens, perhaps hundreds of bands, most notably the band Dog Breath. I may have to urinate at some point during this conversation, and so if that is
Cool.
the case, I will edit out that empty space. How often would you say you go to the bathroom each day?
Well, that's a good question.
Would
But
you say you have a strong bladder?
yeah, I'd say I have a pretty strong bladder, and my bladder and I like have like good communication with each other. Like I won't be just like just going about my day, and then all of a sudden I have to pee like so bad. Like I get proper warning so I can kind of like time it. Like on a road trip,
Yeah, like when you start to feel it, and then like the clock's
Yeah.
ticking, like maybe like okay, get I got maybe 30 minutes if I'm lucky. Do you have a favorite bathroom that you've seen, like either just like on tour or even just like locally, like one that you particularly like in a business?
Yeah, one of my favorite bathrooms in the world is in the Madonna Inn, which is this like cool, like gaudy, like Western fancy motel, like out or hotel outside of Santa Cruz, I think.
San
Oh
Luis Obispo.
no, yes, San Luis Obispo. But anyway, yeah, so one of the bathrooms at the Madonna Inn has a urinal that's like a trough, but it's made to look like a waterfall. And as soon as you start peeing in it, it's like the waterfall turns on. It's beautiful.
We went there together when we were on the road like 10 years ago. You
Totally.
just said that we stop at the Madonna Inn, and
Yeah.
my mind was blown. I was I think I read that the couple, the Madonna couple, that they were like in competition for each other for who could make the more extravagant restroom,
Oh,
like
really?
at the Madonna Inn, which I could
Oh,
see
that's
why
great.
that would like my bathroom is pretty gross, but I could see because I do a lot of my thinking in
Yeah.
the restroom, either showering or like whatever, and I could see like making if I made that a nice space, I could see how that would help my mental outlook.
Totally.
Tell me
Yeah.
about the cigar you're smoking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm smoking my first cigar here. My friend Eric gave me this for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Columbo lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of been like my go-to like like show whenever I have some free time for TV. Yeah, it's actually our mutual friend Blue works for a streaming service
Yeah, Pluto,
called
right? Pluto TV.
Pluto.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Pluto actually is what kind of got me into Columbo. I'd be using Pluto. I'd like started up on the Roku or whatever, and initially I was using Pluto to watch Matlock. But and maybe because like that was like what I was frequently using it for, it like suggested Columbo to me or whatever. But the opening screen, it kind of has a like the show like queued up and ready to go. I just have to like hit play and go to that show, and they're like previewing it. And so rather than just going into the search bar and typing in Matlock like I normally do, I eventually just decided to just like give Columbo a try. So
Yeah.
just like hit play on Columbo, and yeah, I've become a really big fan.
Yeah, all I really know about Columbo is that he wears those trench coats and he smokes cigars and he had a camera.
Yeah.
I think it was either the first Muppet movie or it was the Muppets Take Manhattan. He had that.
It was, yeah, Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I could see how, like, smoking cigars would give you like some sort of like additional, edge. Like, the Schwarzenegger mini series that was on Netflix, they definitely showed a lot of footage of him smoking cigars, and like it
Yeah.
definitely gave him that vibe. So
That
yeah,
aura, yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nice because it's just like you don't like really like smoke it that much. You just
Yeah.
kind of like
Just hold it.
just hold sip, yeah, just hold it. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do anything to prepare for this recording?
Oh, I made a coffee, I lit my cigar, and yeah, just got all like settled in here on the porch.
What kind of coffee have you been drinking lately?
Oh, there's a local roaster here in Tucson called Presta. I like their beans a lot. They are the lightest roast in town.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
So
to
you're
go for a light roast.
just for the sake of the amount of caffeine.
Oh, just well, I mean, I guess maybe that's part of it, but to just like taste what the coffee tastes like, like the lighter you roast it, the more you taste like the characteristics of the bean. The more you roast it, it just like, you're like not tasting the coffee itself as much as you're tasting like the roast profile.
How
So,
strong do you make your coffee?
oh, pretty strong. But I don't know, not too crazy. I do AeroPresses right now. Because my scale broke. I was doing like pour over like Chemexes, but I need to get a new scale. But I know an AeroPress recipe where you don't need to weigh it. Or I can eyeball it enough. It's like about 20 grams of coffee. And that makes like an 8 ounce cup.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah, I just measure mine in scoops. So I do like each cup is like about four. So
Sure.
I drink about like eight scoops of coffee a day. And
How
I've been
big is the scoop?
the scoop is let's see, maybe half the size of a golf ball.
Okay, so maybe like a teaspoon or a tablespoon.
Sure, yeah.
Some people I know are like really into like seltzer water.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, I drink like a case of LaCroix a day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think that's like not supposed to be great for you either because of the can. I think there's a lot of
Oh, yeah.
what is it, pH.
Okay. I hadn't heard that, but I totally believe it. But yeah, like,
I think
like
water is
just
supposed to be the one that's like got the healthiest can, but Waterloo is,
Oh.
I think, usually more expensive than LaCroix. And also, I don't think Waterloo has just like a straight up plain water flavor. Like,
Yeah.
my
That's the best. That's my favorite. The
plain.
plain. Yeah. Yeah. My like favorite go-to is the Signature Select series from Safeway. Their plain is just perfect because it's like real spicy, like it's really well carbonated, and you just get that really cold, and it's just like so refreshing and just so nice.
You know the sodium content of that?
I don't, but it's I don't think they add sodium to seltzer water. I think that's like club soda, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. I think there's like some of like the store brands. Like I noticed I was getting Fry's brand sparkling water for a while, and then I noticed that
Oh,
they
they had
didn't have a lot of
sodium.
sodium, but like it was just
Interesting.
a little bit. Yeah, maybe it had to do with the
Yeah.
flavors or
Huh.
whatever. But I
Yeah. It's just a lot of CO2 to put in your body, maybe,
Yeah, no,
Just
absolutely.
because that's just a lot of CO2.
You have any particular, like when you go shopping, do you have any particular like go-to brands for, your various types of dishwasher detergents or
Oh
whatever?
yeah, well, for stocking up,
Let's start at
It
the
happened.
beginning. What is
Oh.
your favorite grocery store?
Well, yeah, for stocking up the house, Trader Joe's
Yeah.
is kind of the go-to. I feel like it's like pretty cheap compared to a lot of stores. Like it can kind of just like get all the staples, you know, for like a week, and it's like at or just under $100, you know, and like whereas it would be like 130 at Safeway or something like that.
Yeah.
But because of all this the store brands, what I love about it is like a lot of the like the staple stuff that's their brand, like, you know, like black beans or like spaghetti or whatever. Like it's been the same packaging since I was a little kid. Like they haven't updated the graphic design, like the cheese crunchies, you know, it all looks the same. And it's like it looks like a lot of it looks like how like produce would look in like a cartoon. It's not like, you know, a brand baked beans or whatever. It just says baked beans. Just says what it is. And there's no pictures. It's just like solid colors. I really like that aesthetically. Like I'll just like go to Trader Joe's, and if I need a can of black beans, I just grab the can that says black beans on it.
Right.
I don't like pick another. It's kind of like how I really just like the idea of just using Boss guitar pedals now, because it's just like this is the distortion pedal, this is the chorus pedal. The world of effects pedals is like out of control now, you know?
I wanted to talk about my experience with buying fruits and vegetables. I am pretty over apples, but I feel like I just always go to apples because I feel like they're going to stay fresh the longest. So I'm not under a certain, like if I buy like strawberries or something, I feel like the clock is immediately ticking. Like they're probably going to be bad by the time I get home. Or like a peach. Like if a peach is like, you know, sort of like mushy on one side or something, then I feel like it's
Right.
all over. Whereas like if an apple is kind of bad on one side, I feel like it's easier for me mentally to just like cut it off and then just like finish eating the rest of it.
Totally.
I like
That's
mango, but
interesting.
like
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever really figured out how to like cut or eat a mango, and I'm like too ashamed to about it or look it up. I haven't admitted that and like anywhere before, like right now, I don't think. So that's fruit. And as far as vegetables are concerned, I think I usually buy like either like a bag of carrots because I can just like take one out and then I can just like eat one as I'm just like, you know, pacing around and thinking. Or I get spinach because I can just like slap spinach onto a sandwich and eat that for lunch or whatever, but I don't have to worry about the hassle of like making a salad. Like it making a salad feels like a lot of hassle for something that's not filling. Unless you eat a lot of it, but I don't have those kind of ingredients. But yeah, what's your experience like with this?
Kind of deal with this a lot, like feeling sort of like obligated to buy like vegetables, like fruits and vegetables at the store, because it's like, you know, otherwise it just kind of feels bad, especially at Trader Joe's where everything is like in a cardboard box, you know, like oh, we're just buying like frozen pizzas and pasta and stuff, you know, like we should really get some vegetables and some fruits and stuff. So we'll get, you know, just like, okay, we'll just get a bell pepper, we'll get maybe an onion, you know, some broccoli. And then, you know, the days go by and we have these things in the fridge, but it's like, I mean, what am I just going to do with a bell pepper? You know, like unless I'm like deciding to do like a specific dish that you know, like needs bell pepper. But that's like a different thing. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, so it just ends up like going bad in the fridge.
Yeah, no, and then I feel awful,
Yeah, right.
you know, the time of everybody else involved just to like throw away this bell pepper.
Right.
So you're more of a frozen eat food sort of person, but you're trying to get more into buying like fresh fruits and
Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I grew up eating, yeah, like frozen food. So it's kind of just like, yeah, like how I learned to eat as a kid. You just kind of have to like, yeah, like build those new skills, those new habits.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. It's harder to create a healthy habit than it is like, well, I mean, I don't want to say what a habit is healthy or unhealthy. It's hard to start like a habit you feel like is positive, than it is to start a habit you feel as negative. You know, like I'll like get on this kick of like, okay, yeah, like I'm gonna like, yeah, cook meals from scratch more often. And then I'll do it for like a week or two and feel great about it. But then like, you know, next thing I know, I'm back to just like instant or frozen meals.
Right.
Cause that's just like the default still. But it's like making stuff from scratch isn't the default yet. It just takes a long time to make it that default, I guess.
No, I think that makes sense. And, you know, oftentimes I have these sort of goals, specifically like on birthdays or like New Year's, even though I think that's like kind of ridiculous because, you know, time is an illusion and so on. But as far as, oh, I'm going to be doing this and then I'll not be doing that thing after a couple of weeks and then I'll feel bad about myself. But it's just capacity, man. Like you're just at capacity. And I that's why there's Taco Bell and all these things. And like, you know, oftentimes, you know, if I'm feeling blue or whatnot, I will only want to gravitate towards certain foods. Like that's all that'll sound good. So
Exactly, right. Yeah, totally. The comfort foods. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I often make mac and cheese, you know, not just because it's a habit, but because I want it too. You know, like it's yeah, it I really enjoy mac and cheese a lot.
you like Diamac at all?
What kind of mac?
Daya, have you tried it? It's the
Oh, no, I don't think I have tried the Daiya one.
it's okay. I eat it because it's, you know, something I can eat easily. It's pretty good.
Sure.
What have been your go-to breakfast foods lately?
Migas has definitely been a go-to.
What's that?
Yeah, Migas is it's just like it's fried corn tortillas scrambled with eggs. It's kind of like chilaquiles but without the like the salsa. Yeah, it's yeah, literally just like corn tortillas and eggs, and it's so easy to make and so tasty with some hot sauce. And yeah, and quick too. Like I'll just like grab like, you know, a little stack of corn tortillas. I'll cut them into maybe quarters or eighths and fry them in the cast iron until they're real crispy. Then in the meantime I'm like scrambling the eggs, you know. And then once I feel like the tortillas are like crunchy, I'll pour in the scrambled eggs and stir it together, and it's so nice. Yeah, that's definitely been my go-to, and like some like a little like can of like black beans on the side.
Oh, okay. The Trader Joe's black beans.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blue can.
That just says black beans really big. I do like that.
Yeah,
Big white letters that just say black beans, but like the blue background. Excellent.
it's so good. It's like I'm living in a cartoon, you know.
I'm trying to eat more protein for breakfast. I feel oftentimes weak and sluggish, and my partner brought it to my attention that, you know, protein intake in the morning is important for, you know, really starting the day right. So I've been eating more tofu scramble in the mornings. Like I'll make it the night before because I won't feel like making it like that morning, and then I'll eat it the following morning. But I just make it the same way where I'll just, you know, add nutritional yeast and then just like bunch up some like tofu, and it's not great. But I don't want to learn how to make anything new and like go through like that effort. Whereas like tofu scramble seems like, you know, the easiest possibility, like how I make it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. You should just like experiment with the seasonings. Like, you know, like still make tofu scramble, but you know, like have you ever tried it with mustard powder?
Not mustard powder, I put mustard in it. Because I have
There.
like, I've often put things that I have just like laying around in the scramble, like vegan eggs, for example.
There you go.
I just don't want to like spend the extra money on seasoning. Like, I just feel like really
Yeah.
bad Like I haven't I've been financially modest my whole adult life, and so I feel bad spending the extra money on like things that I don't need. Yeah, nutritional yeast, there's protein in that, so that totally, that's justified. But turmeric or something, I guess there's like people take turmeric pills or whatever, but I don't know why, to be honest.
I feel like someone told me once, but I forgot what turmeric
Yeah.
does.
You take any
Yeah.
supplements?
I haven't been lately, but I do from time to time, like just kind of like what we were saying earlier about like wanting to like form a like a habit. Like I will get on this kick of like I'm going to take a multivitamin every day. And I'll like buy a bottle of the men's multivitamin from Trader Joe's. That's another one of those things I love because it's just it's such a nice label. And I'll yeah, like take my multivitamin every day for a while and I'll feel pretty good. And then for whatever reason, maybe I'll miss a day and then I just like stop doing it. Yeah, it's like what, like $10 or something?
I guess for the Trader Joe's ones, I don't trust the Trader
Yeah.
Joe's supplements, to be honest. Not to rain on your parade, but there's just like something that whole Trader Joe's system, when it's applied to supplements specifically, I don't. That's when I'm out.
Yeah,
I got a
it's like
bottle of like Sprouts, or Natural Groceries, but I forget what the brand is. But it's one that I was told was pretty good.
you think maybe they wouldn't be good? Like
No, just like.
or like they wouldn't be like the supplements that they say they are?
I don't know, just like the inexpensiveness of those supplements. It's like when you go to Dollar Tree and they have, B12 supplements and whatnot at like Dollar Tree, but like
Yeah.
it's not gonna
Well,
do anything. Like that's how I feel. Like I feel like Trader Joe's is like a step up from that. Not
I
to be
mean,
classist about like what people can spend on their supplements or whatever. I just
well,
I'm
yeah, I mean,
saying.
yeah, like you could think of them as inexpensive or you could think of them as affordable.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess if they don't work, then like, what have you really lost, I suppose. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. No. Yeah, I was just curious.
What time in the morning do you usually wake up?
I work as a barista, so it can kind of vary depending on, if I have an opening shift and if so, like what time does it start? Like right now I have like an opening shift that starts at 6, like once a week, so I gotta wake up at least by 5 that day, and then my other shifts like start at 8, so it can kind of depend. But I'd say if like I had a day off, or if I didn't have like shift work and I could just like, wake up like whenever, I would probably naturally wake up around like 7:45, 8 a.m. Yeah, like not too early, not too late. I used to be able to sleep really late until like 10 or 11 a.m. But it's been a while since I've been able to sleep in that late.
Feel like it's because of cumulative caffeine intake, or do you think it's age or some other thing?
Yeah, it could have something to do with either of those things or both. I mean, you think of like old people, like older people, like my grandpa. Like I remember, like he would just like naturally wake up at like 4. But he couldn't, he just couldn't sleep past 4. And I don't think he was always like that, but I guess I don't really know.
I feel like it was less like romanticized to wake up late, maybe, in like that generation than it started being with the Jim Morrison types
Right.
who emerged, who would romanticize that kind of like wild living.
Totally. Yeah, just like embracing lavishness.
What's your morning routine like?
I'll typically wake up maybe like half an hour, 15 minutes before my alarm. Because I have like also have anxiety early in the morning. I always kind of feel anxious in the morning. So that kind of wakes me up before my alarm. And I'll just kind of lie there and sometimes I'll like play a game of chess on my phone that I often lose. And then
It's just against the computer.
no, I'm on the chess.com app, and on there you can like You can play against just other chess.com users all over the world. What I've been into lately is just playing the 3 minute games. And I can just like play like if I have like I'm like super addicted to it, like if I have like some like idle time, like not, like an idle 15 minutes, I can just like rattle off like four or five chess games. It's pretty fun, but I definitely need to like my therapist told me that I should like have like designate like an hour a day where I can play chess rather than like doing it compulsively throughout the day. So I'll maybe like wake up before my alarm,
Well, I want to talk about chess some
play.
more because
Oh, okay.
chess is something that I'm like really good at. And I invented a style
Nice.
of chess. I wanted to tell you about it.
Whoa.
It's called Scorched Earth, and it's basically that you take out as many of your opponent's pieces as you can as quickly as possible without any regard for like
For your
your pieces being sacrificed.
whoa.
Yeah, and it serves me pretty well usually. I suggest that you try it sometime.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I have just kind of like played it like that, sort of just like fuck it, and just yeah, and it like not work for me, but there's probably like another concept like concept or something to it.
Yeah, just it's just kind of like a form of just kind of like going with your gut, I would say. And that being kind of a metaphor for life, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, like just like playing intuitively.
Yeah, exactly. And living intuitively. Like, as far as chess is concerned, have you ever heard about Stanley Kubrick and how he would always have a chessboard on set? And then if anybody
No.
challenged him on anything, he would demand a game of chess like on the spot so he could like show them who's boss.
No, I had never heard of that. That's so cool.
Well, let's go back to your morning routine. Let's so you play chess and then what?
Yeah, play chess a little bit, and I'll get up. Let's see. Oh, I'll like give like Frankie a, like a little kiss. Unfortunately, currently just kind of like have a pile of clothes next to my bed, so I need to get like a dresser. So I just kind of rifle through clothes I want to wear. And I'll go take a shower. I love like starting the day with a shower. I thought about hopping in the shower before recording this with you, actually. But I decided to just stand in there instead.
You just to stand in the bathtub?
Oh, like, well, I was gonna hop in the shower, but I decided to just stand in there instead. Seems safer that way.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
My way.
This is comedy. This is a joke.
So we and slip and fall down,
Oh.
yeah, just so I'll just take a little shower, brush my teeth. Yeah, nothing too out of the ordinary, I don't think. Then I'll make a coffee, make an AeroPress.
You do all that before you make coffee?
Yeah, totally. I know. Yeah. Frankie, she needs coffee like immediately, first thing before doing anything else. Coffee, yeah, we've been talking about like setting up a Mr. Coffee next to our bed, that we can prep the night before, so Frankie just has to just turn it on and then just have like, wouldn't that be luxurious, like Jim Morrison would love that.
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe someday we will, but we just haven't done that yet. But like that's how much she needs coffee before doing it anything else. But I'm okay. Like I can. I think I'm just like anxious enough in the morning on my own that I can I'm awake, I can feel tired, like my body can feel tired, but my mind is like super awake. So yeah, shower, brush my teeth, I'll make an AeroPress. If I woke up, like if it's a day I'm working, if I'm up out of bed like soon enough, I'll like start a little pot for oatmeal. That's kind of my go-to like workday breakfast. Yeah, like Migas is well, I guess I can make Migas pretty quick too, but typically like if it's just like I have, like a 15, 20 minute window, I'll just like little pot of oatmeal going. And I make savory oatmeal with like nutritional yeast in it too.
Oatmeal
Is
with nutritional yeast. Wow, I never thought of that.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, you just like add just a little extra salt than you normally would, and then nutritional yeast. So then you can just stir in a hot sauce of your choice. It's so good.
Hot
It's like,
sauce.
oh yeah, absolutely.
I guess I've always thought of oatmeal as like a fruit adjacent food. Like I've only thought of like you go to a restaurant, usually it's like blueberry oatmeal, et cetera.
Yeah, most people tell that I eat this kind of oatmeal that they're surprised, like they hadn't heard of anyone eating it like that. But I love it. You should try it. It's pretty good.
Maybe I will try it sometime
Yeah.
if you're bringing that to my attention.
I'm just more of a savory guy. Like then sweet. So yeah, so if I have enough time, I'll make some oatmeal, and if I don't, I'll just eat a banana or like some peanut butter toast. And
I found out that I was allergic to both of those things, and it made me very sad. So peanut butter and banana,
bananas?
I'm allergic to both of them. Yeah,
Oh no.
I've been
Oh,
doing
okay.
sunflower butter on toast, which is a little more expensive. But like, I was kind of burnt out on peanut butter anyway because I ate it so much up until I was, in my mid-30s or so.
Yeah. Oh, some sunflower butter is awesome. I love that stuff.
I think just like on its own, it's probably the best out of those options. Like almond butter is okay, even though I think I'm allergic to that too. What I really hate is the separation of like stuff that isn't like skip or whatever. I feel like that happens less with sunflower butter, but if you get like a jar of almond butter or something, and how
Oh, it's just,
it's like super liquidy at first, but then you're supposed to put it in the fridge after you like open it, but then by
Oh,
then
really?
it's like a rock. You've never done that? You don't put your almond butter in the fridge?
I don't really get almond butter.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, that's interesting. And then it gets rock hard, like in the fridge.
I don't know, just like it's like a weird consistency where if you're spreading it on just like a standard piece of bread,
Oh,
it
yeah,
tears
right.
the shit out of that bread.
Yeah, it's like wet gravel.
Yeah.
Totally. Some like peanut butters will do that too. Like if you don't like re-emulsify everything every time, then it's gradually going to get less and less oil or liquid, liquid or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so it just ends up like just drying out.
How do you think this is going?
I think this is going really great. I'm having a great time.
Would you tell me if you thought that it was going poorly since this is being recorded, like honestly?
I think so. I'm not sure how I would communicate that. Like, I don't know if I would just say like, yeah, no, I don't think it's going that great, or I think it's going poorly, or if I would just more like hint at it or something. But
You
I
witnessed a lot of my like temper tantrums in the past over things that I thought were going well or not going well. And so like
Sure, sure, sure,
with me
sure.
specifically, you'd have to like really like be sharp, like on your toes and like, think of something delicate to say. So like
Oh.
I didn't have a meltdown. Am I hitting the nail on the head?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I feel like if you were like on the way to having a meltdown, probably would happen regardless of what anyone else would do. I don't ever remember feeling like I had to like put things a certain way or something. Otherwise, you'd freak out. Like that's not a dynamic I remember.
Do you have any closing thoughts?
Oh, I mean, yeah, L living at a capacity. That's kind of like a nice closing thought, but I don't know. I guess it's just a matter of trying to like stretch your capacity.
What do you mean?
Like push your capacity a little bit, like being active in it, even if you can't like if you have to like work a certain amount or whatever, that just wears you out. Like you just kind of have to like muster up the energy that you need to like do the things that like enrich your life,
All right.
Well,
Well, thank you for your time today. Thank you for listening, everybody.